What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to another batshit crazy video. School gets sued for a school board for a school actually gets sued, has to pay $125,000 because they allow a biological boy who identifies as trans to change in the girls' locker room and defends the biological boy over the girls. Before we do, though, I want to give you a word from Dizzle. So let me go ahead and pull up a Dizzle brand advertisement here. I like to switch them up. And here we go.
Me and my team whenever we link up, they're gonna be drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink ups. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup of. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put another ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. No wait and listen, no they're waiting for that tropical twist that'll tickle your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the
Dizzle.
I really mean it, man. I stand behind Dizzle 1,000%. I'm not a big drinker, but when you drink Dizzle, you will realize you've been bamboozled with this bullshit alcohol your whole life. Because Dizzle, you just throw it on ice. You know, why they call it Henny and Coke? Because you got to have Coke with a Henny for it to taste good. Why they call it gin and juice? Because gin don't taste good without juice. And so on, you know. But you throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle, a bottle's a Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. Dizzle's mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. Click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Below that is locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas as well. Don't forget, let me stand up, Dizzle Brand merch. See the t-shirt right here? Bam. And this is actually the color of the new Dizzle Brand labels. We used to have the black and gold, as you see in this video. Now it is officially blue and gold, and it just looks so much brighter and stands out why it's on them shelves. And who doesn't like to say the word Dizzle? So, yeah, check us out. Get the merchandise, dizzlebrand.com. Go to merchandise store or go to Etsy.com. That's ETSY.com. Search for Dizzle Brand or go to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. All right, let's get into it. This is actually, I probably have to say that Black Conservative Perspective is probably my favorite online YouTube content creator. And I ain't saying that just because he's from Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm from Vietnam, otherwise known as Fayetteville or Dreamville, as J. Cole calls it. But I just agree with, you know, everything he says. Like 8 times out of 10, 9 times out of 10, I agree with it. Sometimes 10 times out of 10. Let's get into it.
Some great news to report, okay? I'm happy to report a story like this, which involves a story that we are revisiting, okay? Because before in the past, I did a story about a girls' volleyball team that was punished for speaking out against a biological boy being in their locker room, okay? Now, this took place out in Vermont, and you had one player in particular, Miss Blake Allen, okay, who's a girl that plays on the volleyball team. She, again, spoke out and was very, very, very loud about objecting to a biological male being in the locker room, okay? They did not like that. It made them uncomfortable. However, the school decided to punish her instead, and her father as well, too, for speaking out.
And you know what? Before it goes further, there's actually some boys that would be uncomfortable getting changed in front of girls too. because, you know, there's some, even men, there's men that are scared, you know, that they just got no confidence, you know, they're just totally scared to get naked in front of somebody of the opposite sex. And I mean, that's normal.
Out on this issue, and I want to play a clip here, okay, to remind you guys of this story and their testimony, and then we're going to talk about the outcome, because they actually went on to sue the school board for this punishment, and they won. So without further ado, roll the clip.
We're here in Randolph, Vermont, where a group of high school girls is facing backlash for daring to speak out against a biological male using their locker room.
The school system is failing the volleyball girls. They are putting the trans students' needs above ours because it is one person against the 14 other on the team.
I sat down with some of these girls, and they tell me that they bear no ill will towards this trans-identifying student, but they don't understand why they have to share a locker room with a biological male, and they're frustrated that school officials seemingly have no interest in their side of the story.
If
you know, that this goes back to what I always say, you know, it's kind of like how I feel about like gays or homosexuals. They've been around for thousands of years, so I think society's at a point where everybody accepts that there's gays and homosexuals. But we don't have to go out and wave the flag and show support. And that's what this is. Okay, they accept that, you know, this person wants to identify as trans or whatever, which I'll never accept that. That's something I'll never accept. I don't care what anybody says. I believe in the laws of nature. I would never accept that. It totally goes against the laws of nature. Screw what religion says. Screw what Christians or Islam says. You know, Christianity or Islam or Judaism. I believe in the laws of nature, and it totally goes against the laws of nature. But just because they accept them being on the team doesn't mean they have to accept that person getting changed in the locker room with them. And it doesn't mean that they have to support transgenders just because they accept them, even though I would never accept them. It's not
fully the trans students' fault. It is much more the school board's fault, and they're failing everyone, not just the volleyball team, not the transgender student.
You know, I like what she said there. She didn't put the blame totally on the transgender student. She said she basically put it on the school board, because this shouldn't be happening in the first place. It really shouldn't.
They just want people to be in trouble, and they're not trying to help make a change.
Bunch of tough, resilient young girls that want to see change, and they're uncomfortable, and they're just Vermont girls.
A male was in our locker room when volleyball girls were trying to get changed. After I asked him to leave, he didn't, and later looked over at girls with their shirts off, and it made many people uncomfortable and feel violated. I left as soon as...
Yeah, of course they did, because they've opened up a rabbit hole here. This is the thing. Yes, you're going to have some people that naturally believe this delusion. They're going to naturally believe that they should be a woman or a girl when they're, or a female when they're a male. You're going to have people that, yes, they naturally do identify and feel and believe. But then you're going to have, like everything else in society, you're going to have people that use this to their own benefit. That use it to navigate around the system. And that's the thing. How do you know that this biological boy that identifies as trans woman isn't still attracted to women? So I can understand why. And that's the thing. It's like they're trying to make it seem like all these people are heterosexuals when they, and Let me let this video play for it, because you'll see why they're trying to make all this seem like it's heterosexual across the board, this transgenderism.
If I could, in a panic. I was the first one inside the locker room at the time, and the trans student came in and walked into a separate part of the locker room and went and changed while the other girls were in the main part of the locker room changing as well. As soon as the trans-identifying student was done changing, they came out and stood at the entrance of the locker room for a little bit. A lot of the girls were changing in their sports bras and stuff. A lot of us stated, like, can you please get out? We're changing, we don't feel comfortable with you in here. After a little while, the student did leave, but it took a little bit for the student to leave, and a lot of us were not comfortable with that situation. And we just, it's happened before, and so we want just to be changed, really.
In a locker room, it's made specifically for girls, and so having a male with a penis in there, it just felt wrong.
When you tried to talk to your school.
That's the thing. You could sit there and try to identify it as whatever you want to identify as. At the end of the day, you're still a male with a penis. And unless you're going through the transgender transformation from males to females, you still all have your testosterone and hormones. And you still will probably look at females in a sexual manner. And these are 14-year-old girls that probably are not comfortable being looked at in a sexual manner.
School officials about what happened. What did they say?
When I tried to talk to them, they just shut me down and said it was a law. There was nothing they could do, and that I should go somewhere else if I feel uncomfortable.
What she said there is very important. I strongly believe if this keeps up, the way things are going in the United States, the racial tensions, you know, getting up every day, calling half of America white supremacist, racist, bigots, transphobes, homophobes, and all that, it's not gonna get you nowhere. And all this is gonna lead to civil war, especially they keep going after guns and they're going after the First and Second Amendment the way they are. It's going to lead to a civil war. I heard somebody say before that they think the country is just going to divide and every state's going to be running itself. And, you know, if your state is just not aligned with your views, you're just going to have to move to another state. And that's basically what they told her. Well, if you don't feel comfortable in Vermont, you know, dressing in the locker room with a biological boy with a penis, then, hey, you might as well move to another state. That's basically what they're saying. You know, it's crazy. It's batshit crazy. Hold up. And before this goes even further, it's funny how they always talk about safe spaces. Safe spaces, but you're telling these girls, hey, you know what? It's the law. You might as well move to another state. You don't feel safe. So there's no safe space in Vermont, basically, is what they're saying. What the fuck?
Citing another girl on the volleyball team, school officials claim that none of the girls were undressed when the trans-identifying student went into the locker room.
The superintendent quoted another.
You know what? How the fuck would the school officials know that if they weren't in the locker room? Like, what a bunch of horse shit and bullshit that you're going to literally take the word of one person against 14 other people who clearly are all saying, yo, this is what happened. So you weren't, I mean, damn, you talk about justice and legal process or due process. I mean, what the fuck? You literally, where in any courtroom would a judge or jury take the word over one person over 14 people testifying the same exact thing? What the fuck is going on, man?
Other students saying that nobody was changing when the trans identifying student.
That's not true.
That's not true.
No.
Like
a lot of the girls were changing, actually.
And when you say they were changing, does it mean like they had their shirts off? They were putting their they were in their underwear?
They, everyone was at like different points of shading. Some girls were already dressed. Some girls weren't dressed at all. Some girls were like in the middle of changing. Like,
so why would someone say that they weren't?
I feel like everyone's just trying to twist the story on us and make us look like the bad people in this situation.
We're dealing with an issue right now where there is a biological guy that's been using the girls' locker room, and all these people are pushing back against it a lot. Has this happened before at the high school?
It's happened in the bathrooms a lot. Definitely more in the
bathrooms. In the bathrooms, as opposed to...
This is what I was waiting for. Now watch... This is why they're trying to normalize all this, and they're trying to act like being transgender is pretty much the equivalent of being heterosexual. Watch how they watch what this girl says after this, of why the excuse the school gave, the reason they gave of why a biological boy could use the girl's bathroom.
Most of the locker rooms.
Yeah.
So have you ever been in one of the bathrooms or locker rooms and a biological male who identifies as a transgender student came in?
Yes, but they didn't identify as trans. They said that they were gay, so that they weren't attracted to me, so they were allowed in.
Oh, wow. So
now you heard that. It's like... Their excuse was that this biological boy is gay, and since he's not attracted to women, it's okay. He can use the girl's bathroom. He's not going to look. What the fuck? That is bat shit crazy. If that shit happened to my niece and nephew, and my sister called and told me about that, I'd be taking a trip to fucking Tennessee right now. And I could only imagine that my brother-in-law would probably have to become something he's not, an asshole and a mean guy, and flip out on somebody over that shit. Or he would literally have to, he would probably be taking the kids out of school. Like, that is batshit crazy. Their excuse was that since he's gay and he's not attracted to females, oh, it's okay. He can use the girls' bathroom. What the fuck?
So gay male students have been using the girls' bathrooms?
In the past years, yes.
Wow.
You hear that? Past year, few years. I mean, it's like... This shit is crazy. And then they're trying to say that if you're a biological man who identifies as a transgender woman and you date men, you're heterosexual. And then the man that dates you is heterosexual. No, it's gay. It's gay. It's not heterosexual. This shit is, they are trying to redefine every fucking thing in biology. Every word, the definition of every single word in the English dictionary, Spanish dictionary, any kind of language dictionary, they're trying to redefine every word. They're trying to redefine everything in biology that mankind does not get to dictate. Gender is not a social construct. It is a construct of the laws of nature, Mother Nature. Let's go. I mean, this shit is crazy.
Wow. How did they get away with that?
The school didn't care much to listen to our concerns. And then when we did say something, the person, he would file complaints of harassment because I looked at him wrong. And file complaints against a lot of people.
Parents told us that they're...
Okay, so now looking at somebody wrong is harassment. not even saying nothing, no words, or physically putting your hands on them, looking at somebody as harassment. Now, what the shit's crazy.
Outraged that the school district and the school itself would allow such an incident to occur. They're bewildered why a biological male should be allowed in their daughter's locker rooms, and they don't understand why school officials seemingly aren't listening to their daughter's discomfort. They also said that they do not condone any kind of hateful behavior towards the trans-identifying student, and they want the focus to be on their daughter's discomfort.
Yeah, so hopefully that reminds you guys of the story, okay? Now, again, we got to get into the outcome here because, again, this is rare, right? Rarely do stories like this have a great outcome. And so when they do have a good outcome, you know, we should celebrate, okay? Because this is what we're fighting for here. Vermont settles with family over biological male, trans student, and resounding victory for freedom of speech. A Vermont school district punished a father and his daughter for speaking out against a biological male in the girls' locker room. Now the Daily Signal has learned the district has settled with the Allen family in what its legal team is hailing as a, quote, resounding victory. That settlement requires that the Vermont School Board's insurance trust pay $125,000 in damages and attorney fees and costs to Travis Allen and Jessica Allen on behalf of their daughter, Blake Allen, and their attorneys with the Alliance Defending Freedom. Under the settlement, the district will reinstate Travis Allen, the father, as middle school soccer coach and will scrub any records of discipline against Travis Allen and daughter Blake from school records. So it seems to me that they removed the father as a middle school soccer coach in response to this. Okay.
So you discipline him because, I mean, this is crazy. You literally fired and disciplined him because you didn't like what his daughter had to say. His daughter files a lawsuit against y'all because it shouldn't even had to go this far. It shouldn't have. I mean, this country is going to shit, man. This country is going to shit.
Which, again, it's crazy how they went out of their way to punish this family for simply speaking out, right? For saying that, hey, my daughter's uncomfortable, or that, hey, I'm uncomfortable in the locker room with somebody of the opposite sex. It's crazy. This is what we're dealing with here, right? This is what we're dealing with in this country. School boards that are just ran by lunatics, okay? Because only a lunatic would do something like this. Further, the settlement requires the Orange Southwest School District Board and school officials named in the Allen's lawsuit to remove any content posted online by the school related to the locker room business, as well as from the bulletin board or boards at Randolph Union Middle High School displaying, quote, love and support messages to the trans-identifying student. Again, that's crazy, bro. That's absolutely crazy that you have people siding with a biological male over women when it comes to how comfortable they are in the locker room, because apparently that's transphobic. This is amazing, man. It really is. We're living in Looney Tunes world. Okay.
Yeah.
Stories like this shouldn't even happen. Like this shouldn't be a thing.
No.
But hey, I mean, at least this had a good outcome. The Alliance Defending Freedom hailed the settlement as a huge win for the Allen family. Quote, the settlement of Blake and Travis Allen's case is a resounding victory for freedom of speech. Phil Sheeler, senior counsel at the Alliance Defending Freedom, told the Daily Signal on Thursday. Quote, calling a male shouldn't have cost Travis's job and gotten Blake kicked out of school. He added, we are very glad that the school agreed to do the right thing by giving Travis's coaching job back and dropping the discipline against Blake. Everyone has the right to speak freely, and we are grateful that this settlement further protects that right. Yeah, so again.
So he basically got fired because he referred to the biological male as a male. Go figure. What the fuck else would you call him? This shit is out of hand. I mean, we're really firing people for speaking the fucking truth, for telling the truth. You know, if there's anything I put top on my list, it's honesty. And that's why I can't get with this dishonest bullshit that's going on, man. This shit is so crazy. I done heard enough, man. Yeah, they deserve to win money out of this. Hopefully this will make other schools think twice before they try to let this shit happen and pull this bullshit. Literally trying to shame the girls into forcing them to have to change with the biological boy in the locker room or move to another fucking state, basically, is what they said. That's crazy. Like he said, we shouldn't even be, these stories shouldn't be, they shouldn't even be having to be talked about, shouldn't have to go to court for these. It shouldn't even been a thing. It should have been like, oh, no, he got to change somewhere else, either with the biological boys or give him his own safe space, as they call him. Get him his own separate space, safe space, as they call it, you know, and let him change there. But, yeah, this is bad shit crazy. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.